T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Adam Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today, and served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. The manager of the New York Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Aaron, a couple days left, a couple days to finish things up. Are you in a place now? Now, you're probably not going to catch Houston for best record, so they got a 2.5 game lead, so maybe you still can, but it's going to be remote. Are you pretty much where you need to be about who can contribute, who can't, where everything is as far as that? Have you answered all those questions you needed to answer?
Yeah, I think we're close. I mean, we'll have, you know, some of our first kind of roster meetings as a group this weekend, and then it'll kind of evolve over the off days leading into the division series, where we'll kind of finalize the roster. But, you know, I think it's probably just deciding on,
how
you know,
pitches?
In the end, do we go 12 or 13? Do
right.
we carry that extra bench guy? Who
right.
is that 12th or 13th pitcher? That kind of thing. So, you know, I have a pretty good idea in my mind, but there's a couple people probably still slotting in for that if they can.
You're not going to play until Friday night at the stadium. They play Friday and Saturday. It looks like both will be nights, as we're hearing. We don't have definite, but it looks like both will be night games, usually the case. Since you have that much time, how many days, when will you convene your guys for practice? Do you give them a couple days? How many days off do they get?
We'll be entirely off on Monday. Tuesday will be an optional workout. There'll be some guys that Larry will have throwing. You know, a couple of our guys, if you know, Sanchez or Edwin or a couple guys want to get some at-bats off some guys, maybe throw it live Tuesday. So Tuesday will be optional, and then Wednesday and Thursday we'll have a mandatory workout.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you feel comfortable with where your staff is in terms of where the arms are and where everybody is as you get ready to put this put the postseason on the track?
I do. I feel good about you know, where our starters are right now, how they're throwing the ball. You know, our pen guys, I feel like are in a good place. You know, I feel like, you know, the toughest call for us is, you know, how to line them up, you know, who goes game one, game two, game three, those sort of things. And those will be the questions we try and answer here over the next week. But I think part of the reason it's kind of a tough call, because we do feel like obviously our starters are, you know, pitching probably as well as they have at any time during the year.
Yeah, and obviously you don't know, you know, you pretty much know your opponent now. It looks like it's pretty solid. We can say who it most likely going to be, mm-hmm. Minnesota, but being the case, I mean, I would think, I mean, I know you're not going to name it yet. Would you wait to name your game one starter, or will you do that early?
I think we'll probably wait a little bit. I mean, we'll, you know, it could become a little more clear at the end of the weekend here.
Right.
And you know, we'll obviously want to start to prepare our guys as best we can, but it might be something that spills over into early next week of just how exactly we want to line it up.
Gotcha. I mean, I would think Tanaka could probably pitch game one. Is that not a given?
So, all right. So you got Tanaka game one?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a given.
Oh,
I
you don't? Okay. Okay.
In my eyes, how you line it up, you know, I personally have already been going back and forth on a few guys. So, you know, that'll be something that as a staff, we really start to focus in on and just see what's the best way to deploy our guys.
How are you going to attack these three games this weekend?
Well, aggressively. I mean, tomorrow, for example, we get Sanchez and Edwin back. so we'll have them in the lineup tomorrow. You know, Gary will probably just play, you know, since he's catching, he'll probably, I would think, probably 4 or 5 innings, and I'll probably get him out of there. But hopefully he can get a couple games in this weekend. Edwin, I'd like to play all three. We'll get Giancarlo back in the outfield for at least a couple of them. And, you know, with Paxton going tomorrow, then Seve goes Saturday, and then Tanaka in some form or other will pitch on Sunday. You know, want to make sure that hopefully they can go out and kind of finish on a high note and continue to build the momentum they have here down the stretch.
Do you have any issues with anybody physically that's a regular, like Torres has been an issue of late a little bit? I mean, you have any issues with anybody physically right now?
No, I feel like Glaber's doing pretty well, you know, especially after having a couple days off and having the negative MRI and everything. He's feeling better. I feel like Gary and Edwin are both ready to go. So hopefully they get through this weekend and kind of just benefit from having obviously the live at bats and getting into a few games before the playoffs. But overall, I feel like guys are doing pretty well.
The Urshela, Voit, Encarnacion, one of them is going to be in the line. Two of them will be in the lineup. One of them will be out of the lineup, most likely, but obviously LeMayu either playing first or third. What will be the indicator that, or what would be the decision maker that would decide you on, decide which one sits?
I don't know. I think a little, you know, how they're looking rolling into the weekend here. Matchups, who we're playing, you know, who's pitching for us as far as what defense do we want to have on the field, those kind of things.
Right.
So I feel like that's one of those good decisions, but tough decisions that we'll have to make on a daily basis when basically going through the postseason for that matter. You know, hopefully we're in a position to where we're kind of deciding which regular everyday guy is sitting that particular day. Knowing full well that you know, things change in a hurry, and that each game, you know, that guy that was sitting yesterday could play a huge role the next day. So those will be tough decisions, and one we'll try and make wisely.
And is LeMayu comfortable? Like, if you put LeMayu at first, is he comfortable there?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like he's more comfortable in another position. He can play.
Well,
you can use him any. I mean, I understand he's a little better at the other positions, but he's fine at first base, right? He's fine if you put him there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We have no issue putting him at first base. Obviously,
gotcha.
Second, he's really good, and third, he's proved to be good. But yeah, we feel good about him at first.
Obviously, you know, when you need Urshela, you're going to get an upgrade whenever Urshela's on the field. Obviously, defensively, so that if you need your infield defense improved on the left side, you put Urshela in. If it's a pitcher that's going to impact, clearly, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we love having Gio's defense on the field.
Encarnacion and Voit, are they on equal footing, or is one ahead of the other?
I don't know. You know, the way I look at it is if Edwin is back and healthy and strong, I very much envision him in the middle of our lineup.
Okay.
Probably as the DH in that role.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, he can play first too if we need him to, but I do envision Edwin in there, and frankly, I envision Luke playing a big role for us too, but probably Luke more on the field.
Okay, so Encarnacion has a chance to be kind of the primary DH.
Yes.
Okay. Are you comfortable with Giancarlo in the outfield?
I am. I think that's been one of the things I've been most impressed with is just how well he's moved, not only on the bases, but I feel like, you know, cutting balls off in the gap. I feel like he's moving even a little better at this point than I anticipated. And the best thing is he's responded well. So we'll see how he continues to do. This weekend he'll play a lot more outfield and full games out there, so we'll see how he bounces back from that. But, yeah, I do feel like physically he's actually even a little further along than I would have anticipated even.
Were you ever worried down the stretch of the season about your team's edge, or was it because you had so many guys in and out of the lineup, it never really was an issue? I'm sure, you know, like the Dodgers haven't had a big game in 3 months. You guys have had a big lead for a long time. Have you ever worried about your team's edge at any point this year?
No, I haven't. It's one of the things, you know, almost at the top of the list, I feel like, they've had, and it's really even been since spring training. And the way I've kind of put it is, they're hungry. And, you know, a lot of these guys have tasted the postseason and had some disappointments in it not ending exactly how they wanted to. And I think that's kind of fueled them a little bit. So I feel like they've done a really good job all year of coming each and every day with that edge. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that this weekend, especially coming off a series where, you know, offensively speaking, we got shut down by Tampa. So hopefully, you know, that fuels us a little bit and we can get on a good roll this weekend heading into the playoffs.
What, if anything, did you take from last year's experience as a manager in the postseason? Is there anything that you learned last year or think that sticks in your head as you get ready to do it again this year?
I don't know. I mean, just the first of all, the utter disappointment when you don't win,
right.
You know, when it doesn't end how you want, not having experienced that in a while. And because you walk in with confidence, even though we knew we were up against obviously a great Red Sox team last year, but, you know, still getting one in their ballpark to even the series and coming home, feeling really good about that. And then really having a rough game three, I guess the intensity of it and the urgency of every hitter and how important it is to be buttoned up from a standpoint and having guys ready to go at a moment's notice.
That's a good point. You know, those games, and having been fortunate enough to be at a million of them, those games are intense from the first pitch. I mean, they just are. They're every out, every inning, every pitch, everything is that much more ratcheted up. It just feels that way from the first pitch of the game.
Yeah, there's no question. And especially with us, you know, as aggressively as we'll use our pitching staff, just making sure we're in a position all the time to hopefully, you know, get our best matchups at the most critical times of the game.
What's the best quality about this team this year, Aaron?
I think it's the hunger. I really do. It's, you know, in a long season, you know, you asked about that edge all year. You know, I feel like that's something that's, you know, we talk about a lot, but, you know, sometimes you can force it down your team's throat to a point where, you know, it becomes a little bit contrived. The thing I've noticed about these guys is the way they come in each and every day ready to help win a ball game. And ultimately, obviously, that's what it's all about. And there's been an unselfishness in that with these guys about, what can I do to step up and win today? And it's a really nice trait to have, especially in our sport where it's such a long grind of a season and 162 games.
You know, this team on paper probably looked like, you know, it is a Judge, Stanton, Sanchez-driven team, but it isn't that. I mean, it's a team that obviously with the injuries and everything else gets contributions from so many different players. It makes it a team that has incredible balance up and down the lineup. It really does. I mean, you can get beat by anybody on this team.
No question, and that's why, you know, and that's what makes, you know, getting Encarnacion and getting Sanchez back and just it kind of rounds out our offense from a standpoint. You know, we go into Tampa this weekend up against really good pitching, obviously, and in that first game they kind of match us up throughout the game with the September rules of having all the pitches, mm-hmm. and then Charlie Morton in the second game. But that's where when we're whole as a lineup, where the sum of our parts, I feel like, and the grind of getting through them, eventually we're able to kind of break through and break the dam, and that's hopefully what we'll be able to do a number of times in the playoffs.
How big a loss is Hicks?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, he's such a good player and obviously our center fielder. And for us, a switch hitter that kind of helps bring a little bit of balance to our lineup, which is obviously very right-handed. So you miss kind of being able to strategically put that switch hitter in front of, behind of a particular guy to kind of discourage certain matchups for that, that teams try to exploit with, when we have a long run of righties or something. So we miss that. I mean, we miss just his ability to get on base, to hit for power, to play center field. But we also feel like we're in a good place as far as the way Gardy's playing, as good a good as center fielder as there is out there. And then with Judge and Stanton, we're covered. We're just not obviously as deep now.
And Gaudy and Didi are both big parts of this, especially since they're lefty-handed. I mean, they're critical players, and they're playing critical positions and very big parts of this offense, no question. And both going to play big roles for you.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna go far and win this thing, then it would seem to reason that those two guys would perform well.
Yeah, and he's already had that habit of being a really good postseason. I mean, he's been a good big game player, really impressive postseason player since he's been here. Very impressive.
Yeah, he does seem to, you know, the bigger the spot, the bigger the game, he seems to be able to lock it in a little bit more.
How big a loss is Betances?
I mean, he's been as good a reliever as there's been over the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, we're going to miss having that guy that we can kind of deploy at any point where, you know, he's a guy that's so dominant against both hands, meaning right and left-handed hitters, that to have that weapon that you can fire at a critical moment in the game for a run of their toughest hitters, you know, that hurts, but again, we haven't had that all year, you know, and
right.
So we know how we're set up. You know, we certainly were hoping to get Dellen back, but we still feel like, obviously, from a bullpen standpoint, we're still capable of closing out leads, hopefully, that we can get in the second half of the game.
No question. You have plenty of depth. You still do. You've had big years from a lot of guys. And then Severino coming back is a big plus. He really, at the right time, how comfortable do you feel with what you've seen from Severino?
I've been really excited. You know, ever since he stepped on the mound for his first side and working his way back, I feel like he's every step of the way has gone pretty smoothly for him. He's bounced back well. He's gotten built up. You know, we haven't rushed him at all, so it's been a steady build up. He could potentially be over 90 pitches when he pitches on Saturday in his final outing of the regular season, and feel like just mentally, frame of mind, he's in a really good place right now as we wind this down.
Does Hap have a role?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for in a lot of ways, as tough a year as it's been for Jay, we feel like he's throwing the ball as good as he has at any point in the year. Really, his last month, 6 weeks of starts have been very solid. And he was solid again yesterday in Tampa, coming in after we did an opener with him. So I think I could see him in everything from starting a game to coming in behind somebody to potentially pitching a big inning where, you know, maybe there's a couple lefties or giving us a couple innings in the middle of a game at some point. So I do think there's a number of roles, and I think he'll actually play an important role for us if we're to win this thing.
Does CeCe have a role?
Yeah, he does. You know, obviously his first relief outing the other day, it went off well. He'll do that again here in Texas in a little bit. You know, the one the other day we kind of scripted and was like, all right, you'll be in this inning, but next time out here this weekend in Texas, we want it to be a little more unscripted and just, all right, get CeCe going and he'll get up and see how he does. And, the encouraging thing about the other day after he pitched was the next day he came in, felt great, even said to me, I can pitch today, I feel great. So, you know, as tough a year as it's been for him and just managing that knee, we do feel like it's at least, you know, in a pretty good spot right now to where, you know, he could be a guy that gives us some big outs here, you know, whether it's getting a big lefty out in a certain spot, whether it's that inning where there's a couple lefties in there where we like the matchup. I do think there's absolutely a role for him as long as he's able to continue to bounce back.
I'm talking with Aaron Boone. Aaron, the Houston's won 104 games. Minnesota's won 99. Cleveland, Tampa, Oakland have all won mid-90s. So they're all quality teams. What would you say about the group of teams that you have to go through in the American League to get to the World Series?
I think you just said it. You know, they all present their challenges, present a problem, kind of scary a little bit. But we also know that we garner that same feeling from the teams that are going to have to play us. And we know, you know, I know our guys are very confident, but it's certainly going to be a gauntlet, one that we look forward to the challenge of, and hopefully we can get off on a good note starting Friday night.
Has it seemed like it's been? Has it taken a long time to get here? Because you know you've been in front a long way. You've been in front with a big lead a long way. Has it seemed like a long time, or has it gone a little quicker than? Does it feel like it's gone regular, or does it feel like it's been like a painstakingly long to get to the postseason?
No, you know, I think any time you get to this time of year, it's you look back and it kind of goes fast, you know. Because there's so many things you got to navigate through the course of the season. Obviously, for us, a lot of the injuries and kind of getting through all that, and now getting guys back healthy at the end of the year, and so we've needed all of the season to kind of build guys up and get to this point. And so there's always been a challenge. It hasn't been a hurry up and get here situation like that, but hopefully we're getting as whole as we could have hoped at this point of the year, and looking forward to getting going now.
You got some remarkable performances from different places this year, stunning performances from different places. Of all of them, which one was the most surprising? Was there one that just stood? I mean, it could be a Scheller, it could be Maben, it could be Talkman, it could be it could be LeMahieu. I mean, which one surprised you the most of all those wonderful performances you got this year?
You know what? I'll go with Gio.
Okay.
You know, for him to be as impactful as he's been on both sides of the ball has, you know, I don't think any of us could have really expected that. And even though I remember seeing him in spring training and feeling really good about just how he looked offensively, to be able to carry that into the season, you know, get thrown in to the everyday role once Andujar went down early, and to thrive and be as consistent as he's been offensively for us this year, not to mention obviously how good of a defender he is. He's been huge for us.
What a remarkable performance. I mean, you know, and you said you liked him in spring training, right? This didn't come as a total shock to you guys. You guys thought he had some ability, right? This wasn't just a stunner. You guys thought he could be a contributor, right?
Yeah. I mean, I knew right away because I hadn't seen him play a lot. So, you know, all I knew was he had this reputation of being an outstanding defensive third baseman that hadn't really hit yet at the big league level. But I remember immediately he leapt off the screen to me in a way in spring training. And he caught my eye, and I was like, this looks real to me. He was hitting well in games, and it felt real. But still, to predict the kind of offensive season, when you really break it down, how good he's been and how consistent he's been, I don't think there's no way me or anyone could have exactly predicted that.
Remarkable. 315, 20 homers, 73 RBIs. I mean, a million two-out base hits. I mean, just remarkable, really. Even Gaudy, when I had him on yesterday, talked about his approach and how much his approach meant to the team this year, that him hitting in with two outs and runners in scoring position and how good he was at that. I mean, he's been remarkable in that regard.
And he's, you know, he's kind of hit everywhere in the lineup. He's hit at the bottom. He's hit in the middle at times. You know, he's actually hit his first little rough patch here his last week of games or so, but I feel like before he got hit on the hand the other day, I felt like he had a couple of really good at bats, looked more like himself, the guy we've seen all year, and hopefully that's something that gets him rolling as we head into the playoffs too.
Thanks very much. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be fun starting next week. So enjoy your last couple of days. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. Take care.
Thank you, Aaron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.